What's good, everybody? We back with another episode of We Just Be Talking. It's your host, Gold. I'm joined by Casino T. I remembered.
Life's a gamble. How everybody doing? What's
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Anyway, we had a great week of NFL football. We were gonna do the NBA preview episode today, but we're gonna put it off for probably. What you thinking, Casino? Probably like we're gonna drop it on like Monday, day before the season start. Yeah. You think?
Yeah, should be out Monday. A little preseason preview.
About Monday. Yeah, because it's to be honest, it's so much happening in the NFL in the past 48 hours to where like I want to discuss it, and I know that Casino does as well. So I was like, let's just put it off a little bit because it's so much went on. It was a wild week to say the least. To sum it up before we get into details, everybody's hurt. The pretenders have been exposed as pretenders. And at this point, it's who gonna draft Shadur or Travis Hunter number one? At this point, that's where we at. So, to begin, let's do a rundown like we normally do of the weekly games. All right, so for week six, we had Thursday Night Football, the worst game ever. Usually the worst game, usually Thursday Night Football. They've been kind of decent the last couple weeks, though. You think like the Falcons and Bucks game was cool. That's about it. The 49ers and Seattle game was pretty ass. Like the score was 36-24, but it wasn't a good game. It was pretty trash. I didn't enjoy it. The 49ers won 36-24. Then we had our Sunday slate. We had our first London game with the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Chicago Bears. The Bears shitted on the Jaguars. I told you you was gonna win. I figured y'all was gonna win the game.
Man. Look, we've been winning like crazy ever since I've been saying we gonna lose every week. So that's what I'm going with now.
I mean, you're not wrong, and I'm not gonna debate you on that because you are 100% correct. It's crazy how this reverse jinxing is working.
Optimistic. That's all I'm gonna say.
Hey, I ain't mad at it. Caleb Williams has a great game. He threw for what, 4 touchdowns? I believe 4.
Yeah, 4
touchdowns. 2 to Kmet, 2 to Allen. Yeah. He had a great game. DeAndre Swift is looking like the running back that I thought he was going to be anyway. I know people say he was overrated, but I thought he was a very serviceable back. So he's slowly getting into form. The O-line looks pretty decent. Defense is the defense. So, yeah, shout out to Bears. They're going into a bye week. We had the Cardinals and the Packers. The Packers shitting on the Cardinals. Marvin Harrison Jr. is concussed, I believe. Something of that nature. I think he's concussed. I can't remember. So, Jordan Love is proving me wrong. He's a great quarterback. I think the Packers got them a franchise QB. What you think?
Man, I can't do nothing but respect the Packers, you know, of course, when them being our parents. But it's like, bro, just be doing some unbelievable shit and then follow it up by some bullshit. So, he good. I'm going to give him his credit. He'd have played, about 9 games now. And he'd have did pretty good in all of them. So, I'm going to give him respect where respect is due.
Well, 9 games were good games anyway, because he was kind of shaky to start his last season. Started last season off, he was shaky the first half of the season, then he got fired. And he's been good. I like Jordan Love. I like Jordan Love.
The shaking has made sense too, you know what I'm saying? First time starting for real, getting into that rhythm, and then boom, once he got it, he had it. He was on fire.
Yeah, same way Aaron Rodgers did when he took over for Brett Favre. Kind of like the same way. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers wasn't like amazing when he first started playing. It took him a couple of games to get settled in, and then he took off from there. So, yeah, I feel like it's like the same. I feel like it's funny how the Packers and their franchise and their QBs follow the same path. So, just think, New York fans, in about 10 years, you know, you're going to have Jordan Love as your quarterback from the way it's looking. That just seems that way the path they go. So, hey, something for, you know, the New York Jets fans look forward to.
Just hope, you know, he don't do nothing with no cheerleaders and send no inappropriate pictures.
Right, you know, we don't need any of that going on in their PDF files or anything. All right, so we had the Colts and the Titans. The Colts barely won by a score of 20-17. They're probably going to lose next week because A. Rich is going to be back, and it's I'm not going to speak on that right now. We'll wait till next week when that actually unfolds. Will Levis might get benched. It might be time to bench him. It really might be time.
I don't think they should.
I just want them to do it to see what happens because it seems like benching the highly drafted QB that's supposed to be your future, benching them and then putting the backup in, turn your fortune around. So I want to see what happens.
Bro, you don't get it.
You won't want to end that run. I know what you want.
Yeah. By starting Will Levis, they're getting so much press over the weekly memes. Come on now.
He took out the ball boy this week, which was crazy. Took out a ball boy this week. Yeah.
Oh, that boy ACL.
I ain't gonna lie, that was insane.
I thought Will Levis,
man. We had the... I don't know what's gonna happen with him soon. I really don't. And then Calvin really is like pissed off too, so... Man, he had 8 targets thrown to him, dog, and they were all horrible. But yeah, we're not gonna worry about that. Pray for the Titans.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, pray for the Titans. We'll see what happens next week. We had the Texans and the Patriots with the debut of number 3 overall pick, Drake May. I ain't gonna lie, I liked what I saw. I really did. I think he just needs to play. He had some mistakes. He looked like a rookie. He had some mistakes. He had good and he had bad. But I like overall what I saw. I really do. Like, I feel like he'll be a very serviceable quarterback, at least for a couple years, because you never know, because people fall off a cliff nowadays like nothing. But he looked good so far. I think he just needs to play. Like, I know we don't have an offensive line and whatnot, but they just need to let him play. But the problem with that is that injuries, because he had to get an MRI today after practice on his knee. And he also took a very bad sack in the Texas game and landed on the shoulder awkwardly. So it's like you want him to play, but then it's like you don't want him to get fucked up either. You don't want him to get fucked up either. So I don't know what's gonna go on with our QB situation, but I like what I saw from my dear. The Texans.
Most definitely. I mean, Texas is a very good defense. No, I seen them second week of the season. They're very good.
Yeah, they did great against
put a 20-plus on them.
Yeah, they did great against the rookies though. Like, they shut rookies out. They did the same thing to Caleb. Had him a little flush.
Yeah.
So that's just the D'Amico Ryan defense. 49ers show miss him. I know they do. So, yeah, I like what I saw from Drake though. I think he's gonna be all right, barring health. I think he's gonna be all right. I think we just need to get us an offensive line because we have no line. We on like the 4th string center, I think. I think we cut one of our tackles because we don't have any lines. We really don't. Like, it's decimated at this point. So we'll see. I'm looking forward to it because I actually saw receivers catch touchdowns, and I'm not used to that anymore since Brady left us. We had the Bucks.
Yeah, long enough of seeing that.
Hey, dog, 20 years of dominance is insane, but it's not enough. Yeah. We had the Bucks and the Saints. I ain't gonna lie, that was a funny-ass game. That was a funny-ass game because I thought the Saints were going to win it because they were looking great. And then...
What happened to the defense? 51 points, bro?
Yeah, the defense just forgot how to do anything because they had, 3 picks on Baker? And then
I ain't gonna lie. That's pretty typical of the Saints defense.
Yeah, well, not even the defense. All the Saints is a team. That's just how they are now. They are who we thought they were.
Is Drew Brees dropping 40, and then they giving up 40 as well. So, hey, Saints go Saint.
Like we said, bro, last week, that's who we thought a lot of teams were, that's who they turns out to be. The clock has struck 12 on a couple teams, but the score is 51-27, complete domination by the Bucks in the second half because the first half looked like a game and then it just, Baker Mayfield had his weird game. We had Spencer Rattler have his debut. He looked pretty good too. I didn't have a problem with Spencer Rattler. I thought he looked good. What you thought about Spence?
It was cool. The rat show is on the road. I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, but I thought he was cool. He mobile, he had some nice plays. He extended some plays with his arm, with his legs and whatnot. He had some nice plays.
Yeah, that's something they ain't seen since what's his name? Aaron Brooks.
Yeah, you're not wrong. And I don't know. I feel like he, like, I know I know, like, you know, it might be harsh for him saying, like, oh, he threw two picks and this and that, but he a rookie. He's a rookie. I expect rookies to make mistakes like that. I really do. Yeah. I think CJ's whole thing that he had going on, like, he came out and was just, like, guns blazing, was just him. I think that kind of ruined people's perception on how rookies are supposed to look. Like, how the rookie class looks this year. Yeah, like, how the rookie class looks this year is normally how a rookie class is. Like, they have some learning, some growing pains. They look good 1 week. Next week, they might make a lot of mistakes. Like, that's normal for a rookie QB to do. I don't really see, like, it's no cause for concern with any of the rookie QBs that got drafted, because I think Caleb is figuring out week by week. He's getting better as the weeks go by. Jaden Daniels is a top five. Even though Mr. One Reed, is he 4-2? It's 4-2.
That's about to change.
Yes, it is. But we said that too. We'll get to that in a moment. But you know, he looks solid. Like, he looks good. He's a top five MVP candidate right now. Believe it or not. Hey, he's not gonna win it, but he's up there in the discussion.
Yeah, I'm not gonna defecate on him. He's doing this thing. I'm proud of him, especially coming from LSU. You know, we ain't gonna talk about Joe Burrow, but you know, he's doing this thing.
Joe Burrow is doing fine. He's doing fine. It's not his fault. I hate this narrative spinning about that.
I'm not saying nothing wrong with Joe Burrow. I just hate the team that he's on right now.
I do too. I don't know
what's going on with them, so it's mind-boggling.
I do too, but hey, you can't control it. Whoever drafts you. But who else? Drake looked fine. He made mistakes, yes. But he looks fine. He like a rookie. Like, I'm like, okay, I can see the potential. The offense just looks better with him on the field. It did. Like, when Drake May was out there, it just looked better. Like, it actually like an offense. It didn't look like a high school running, like high school Pee Wee League, where you just 7 seconds, you take off running. Like, yeah, it just looked better. Who else? Even Bo Nix. Bo Nix has not really been that bad. I know people be still shitting on him for, like, she's going to pay the reason for him, but Bo Nix hasn't really been that bad. He's been pretty decent. He's been getting better week by week.
He's serviceable.
Yeah, like, he's solid. Like, I don't think he, like, you know, like, going to be, like, a top five QB in the league at any point, but I feel like he's going to be a good QB. Like, if you get a solid defense around him, some better skill position players, he can win your Super Bowl, probably. Just saying. Yeah, I seen it happen.
I mean, he can damn near beat Drew Brees. I mean,
I seen Trent Dilfer just staying back there, let the defense do everything. I mean, I've seen it before. So yeah, I mean, exactly. But yeah, like all of the QBs have been pretty straight. This has been a good draft class for QBs, in my opinion, better than last year's. Yeah, I think it's better than last year because they only have who really, CJ is the only one that's really doing anything for real. So, yeah. I don't like Ayers for real. I really don't. But we ain't going to talk about that.
He's about to be done.
Bro, they hype him up like he a great QB, though. I'd be so confused because I don't understand it. Like, I don't. I literally heard them say, he's look amazing when he's out there on the field, though. Like, they got them a stud. I'm like, I don't see it. I really don't. Because you have some top receivers on that squad. You got Josh Downs. You got Alec Pierce. You got Michael Pittman Jr. You got Jonathan Taylor when he's healthy. Like, you got weapons out there, but y'all barely can score. But when Joe Flacco was out there, they had a full squad. It just looked better. That's why my whole thing is like, it's just the offenses just look better when you have a quarterback that can actually pass. It's just the offense moves, you know?
Oh, yeah. Somebody that can rewrite correctly. I mean, just reads like, A. Ricks is not ripping. It's like he didn't get no offseason training. Bigger, the faster, stronger. Yeah, accurate. Hell no. Read plays better. No. Do he even change plays at the line?
I ain't gonna lie, I don't see a lot of QBs change players anymore, like audible anymore. I really don't.
Which I don't understand why. I ain't gonna lie, seeing Caleb do it is so refreshing.
Yeah, Caleb did it, and yeah, I don't see too many of them, you know, like just a play on the fly no more. I really don't.
Well, it's like a young Peyton Manning.
Hey. I mean, it's a lost art, dog. So Brady said if QBs ain't QBs no more. We got off topic like crazy. We had the Browns and the Eagles. Nobody cares.
Oh, I care. Oh, the Browns. Doo-doo Browns. Lord have mercy.
What they stood up to their name. They the lost.
Front office doing? What is the front office doing? You traded Amari Cooper.
We'll get to what they doing in a second.
They gotta get to what they're doing because they don't know what they're doing.
Exactly. We'll get to it in a second. We got to talk about two moves. Cooper is one of them. We got to talk about two of them. All right. We had the Commanders and the Ravens. Ravens won. Pretty good in that game. Lamar Jackson played great. He threw for 323. Derrick Henry ran for .132. And I think, two touchdowns? Yeah, it was a Ravens game. It was a Ravens game. The defense actually looked solid, too. They looked decent, but we'll see what happens with that next week because I don't trust that defense. The defense is weird to me. We had the Chargers and the Broncos. Score of 23 Chargers. Broncos 16.
Two of the most uninteresting teams to play. I don't even think we've actually truly talked about the Broncos and Chargers shit.
What's to talk about? We had the Steelers and the Raiders. Steelers won 32-13. We're going to talk about that team in a while as well because that's also an interesting situation. We had the ultimate belt of ass, which was the Lions to the Cowboys. 47-9. All Lions from start to finish.
I love it.
They tried to score with an offensive lineman on four different occasions. They made it a point to troll them so bad. You know how bad you got to get your ass beat in an NFL game to get trolled? Like, you're not even trying to score for real anymore. You just doing the shit because you just like, I could do it, so I'm going to do it.
It was beautiful. I'm not going to lie.
I enjoyed it. I loved it. Fuck the Cowboys. Then also, the song they made is funny, too.
Oh, the Preston Cowboys fan song?
Yeah, he in his bag with that song, bro. That's better than fuck the 49ers. To be honest, that's almost a hit too. Then we had the Falcons and the Panthers. Final score, Atlanta 38, Panthers 20. I mean, not much to talk about there. It's the Panthers.
So they did what we expected them to do.
The Panthers did what the Panthers do. Then we had the most boring, weird game I've seen all year so far, which was the Bengals and the Giants. I don't know what the fuck was going on with that game. I got tired of watching it. I can't tell y'all anything. I watch every game. Tell y'all this now. Like, me and Casino, for the most part, we watch every game so we can give y'all some thoughts on most of the games, on a majority of them. And the primetime games, we usually watch them because, you know, it's a primetime game. It's easy to watch those. However, I couldn't see myself to watch those games because they was just so fucking ass. I couldn't watch it. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. Joe Burrow took off for 57 yards for a touchdown on his feet. And I just don't know. I don't know. I didn't.
The rest of the game, for real.
Yeah, nothing else. Nothing else was done. Nothing else.
Where's Jamar Chase?
He had 74 yards, actually. Him and Higgins both had set over 70 yards. They had yards. They didn't score touchdowns. That's all that. It was a weird game. It was a very weird game. I don't know what the fuck was going on. I really don't. I don't know what's going on. 7-11. And then we ended off with the Monday night game, which was actually it could have been good, but the officiating was ass in that game. I don't know what they was doing. It was wild calls they was making. It was just weird. I don't know. The Bills beat the Jets 23-20, and Rodgers threw a game-winning pick again. Alan Lazard caught a Hail Mary from Aaron Rodgers again. Mr. Hail Mary himself. Josh Allen has no receivers until now. Well, he has no receivers because Keon Coleman, he's not a one. He's not even a two. He can't catch for shit. I'm sorry. He has horrible hands. Shakir is not. Shakir not a one. Shakir like a two, a three. He ain't even a two. He's like a third. Like, he a slot receiver. Like, he needs to be your third receiver. And Keon, like we said, like, you called the Keon thing because we talked about him. We were saying, like, I was like, I don't know about Keon. He was like, he ain't going to be, like, that great. Can't catch. He ain't got no hands for real. And so far, it's been accurate. Because he's changed from college.
Like, all them drops he had, I'm like, ain't gonna change once he gets to the league. Yeah, that's gonna make a spectacular catch every now and again.
Yeah, for some reason, they thought that was gonna change when he gets to the league. I'm like, it's not. Like, he's still the same. And he's slow. He's not fast, like, at all. He's not even a quick receiver. He ain't the best route runner either, to be honest. He kind of mid. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't trying to shit on him, but he kind of mid.
I ain't letting you shit on him. You bullshit, then that's what you get.
And fuck the Bills too, because I'm thinking Ty Johnson had, I gotta talk about this for fantasy football. I know I ain't the only one out there that have experienced this. They had James Cook in their lineup. James Cook was announced out. He had Ray Davis and Ty Johnson. Ty Johnson has literally been the second back the entire year so far behind James Cook. But no, we get to the game with James Cook out and fuck it, put Ray Davis in the whole time. I could have won my fantasy match, but I lost by 12 points because Ty Johnson only carried the ball, what, three times? And he looked good when he carried the ball, but they kept giving it to Ray Davis. Ray Davis had an amazing game. Fuck all that. I'm mad about it. I'm mad about it. Cause I could have won. I could have been third in my fantasy league, but now I'm fifth. Which is fine because I'm in the playoffs still, but I need to win because it's a full league, it's a 12-man league, and every win counts. I need every point and every win. So fuck out of here, piss me off. So I think with the Bills and the Jets ended off the week, it's ironic because that's transitioning to and also the Chiefs, Rams, Dolphins, and the Vikings were off this week. They were on bye, so they didn't have a game. So that's why we didn't mention those. They were all on bye. So I think with the Bills and the Jets in and off the week, they also had the most exciting last 40 hours post-game. Like, after the game, they got on the phone. They made some calls. So
yeah, we need some receivers game.
Yeah, like both sides. They said, look, it's clearly a two-man division because the Dolphins are out of it for the most part because Tua's not coming back this year, I don't think. I don't think Tua's coming back. And no one cares about the Patriots. It just is what it is. We're competing for 1, 2, and 3 in the NFL draft. They'll come in the draft. That's what we're competing for. We're not competing for anything else but 1, 2, or 3. So after the game, a day later, the Jets announced that they made a trade. The trade was for Aaron Rodgers' old favorite target, which is Devontae Adams. So the Jets acquired Devontae Adams for what, a third round pick? I believe they could turn it to a two. It's a third round pick. It turns to a two. I think it turns into a two, if I'm not mistaken, if Devontae makes an all pro team or something else he can do to make it turn into a second, which neither one are likely to happen. I doubt either one happens.
He definitely gonna make an all pro.
It's only two all pro teams now. You think? Don't NFL only has two all pro teams?
Yeah, think about it. What wide receivers really going crazy right now?
Nico, Jamar, Jettas.
That's three. He outdo Jamar.
Jamar's second in the league in receiving yards right now.
I get that. I ain't even talking about just yards. I'm just talking about a play. You know, they be weird about how they decide to put people on stuff.
Man, hold on a second. Nah, bro. Nah. I can't even put Devontae Adams to miss games and everything. I know what you're saying, bro.
He's about to have a 200-yard game.
I mean, I'll put Jaden Reed over there before I put Devontae right now.
I mean, I respect it, but if it's going to happen...
Chris Godwin has been having a great season, too. People been sleeping on Chris Godwin. He having a great season.
He has.
If Nico comes back...
They don't talk about him because he's on the Bucks, though.
Exactly, because only Mike Evans get glazed. But Chris Godwin been the better receiver so far this year. That's the crazy part.
Hey, I agree. I'm just going based off the bullshit that I know happened in the NFL. All I'm going to say is, wow, he was on the Raiders and wasn't doing nothing, and then you put him on the Jets with A-Rod, and look what happened.
Man, I'll put Drake London on all profile, put Devontae Adams this year. And I mean that wholeheartedly. Hey.
I understand that.
I know what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying, matter of fact, we gotta talk about this because it just pissed me off.
You know how they be doing, bro.
I know how they do, but we gotta talk about this because I don't agree with this bullshit because this ain't right. We gonna look right.
But yeah, y'all been good, but you see what happened when he got back with A-Rod? Oh, brother.
Yeah, because it's only okay. So like we said, it's only two all-pro teams. It's two all-pro teams. So They have one quarterback. So last year, let's go off of last year. Last year, First team all pro, Lamar Jackson, quarterback, Christian McCaffrey, running back, Kyle, the fullback for San Francisco. I can't say his last name, but I'm not going to try to. The tight, George Kittle was, I forgot George Kittle was first team all pro tight end. Oh, phone call?
911. I turned it off.
Birth control.
Trey receivers. Shout out Trey Rags, man.
Trey Rags to go. We're going to talk about that another time. Wide receivers for first team. Because it's six receivers make it. It's six receivers that make it. Three on the first. Wait, hold on. That's weird. They had three for the first team and four for the second team. It was a tie, I guess. All right, anyway, so for the first team receivers was Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, and Amon St. Brown. Okay. Then for the second team, we had A.J. Brown, Puka, Brandon Ayuk, and Mike Evans. This year, let's see. Let's look at this year. This year for stats. Where my tab at? All right, here we go. Okay. Right now, over Devontae Adams, I don't know about Nico because Nico got hurt. I think he's on IR for another three weeks, I want to say. Mm-hmm. So I don't know about Nico. Nico might or might not fall off the list. Who knows? I'll put Jamar Chase over him. I'll put Godwin over him. I'll put Jettas over him. I'll put Jaden Reed over him right now. I'll put Drake London in over him for sure. And the sixth, that's five. That's all I need. That's five. Yeah. That's mine's right there. To be honest with you.
If the next 3 weeks he get like 150, get a 200-yard game, them games like that.
You really think he gonna do that, though? Because Aaron Rodgers is kind of washed. You think he gonna do that for real?
I mean, both of them dudes look washed without each other.
And what you think it's
just
gonna be
it's speculation.
And what you think is gonna be with both of them together? I know.
Hey, I don't know.
I'm just saying, bro. I don't think Devontae Adams is gonna change life for the Jets. I think they still gonna be what they are. I don't think it's gonna change their life. I really don't. I know it's a hot take, but I don't think Devontae Adams is the answer. I don't think that's what y'all need.
Man, I do. I really think it is what they need. I ain't even gonna care,
bro. I don't think Devontae Adams is all what they need. I think they need more than that. I think they need somebody to actually tell Aaron Rodgers no.
Just don't like that too, but I just think Aaron Rodgers just don't like playing on people he don't know for real. But if they get MVS and MVS go crazy with them, crashing out.
Cause you don't buy Williams out the door. He gone.
Oh yeah. Oh,
he getting traded. He's gone. The Saints can go pick him up. The Saints, they got no receivers right now. All their receivers are hurt. Olave got concussed and Shaheed is out for the foreseeable future. He's out indefinitely. So
shout out Shaheed, man. Best wide receiver on that team.
Talk about injuries. The Saints have nobody right now. I looked at them earlier before we started recording. The Saints have no one. Like, no on offense, they have no one.
You decimated, bro.
Yes, they cooked. They need to fight for. They just don't worry about winning no more. Just tank. Just let it go, end it, and get a top pick. Cause they have a draft pick in the first round this year. Just get a top pick. Get you a Travis Hunter. If you don't like Spencer that much, get you a Shadur. I think Shadur with the Saints would be a great matchup. I think it'll be perfect for them. I think that'd be a good QB for them. Deion ain't gonna like it though. I think he going to the Raiders. I believe because Brady, especially since Brady got the ownership stake in it now, I think Shadur is going to the Raiders for sure. I can see it. I think he's going to the Raiders.
Cool, so yeah.
Yeah, because you know Brady trained him. That's when Brady trained him. So I think. And Deion and Brady cool like that, so I think he'll go to the Raiders. And they already
Mike Davis. Not the answer for the Raiders, though.
Huh? He's not.
Not the answer for the Raiders.
They need a lot of answers. They got a lot of questions going on over there. They got a lot of answers they need to solve, but Shadur ain't one of them. Shadur might be one of them for QB, but he ain't going to last. He's going to be in Colorado again, but NFL version.
Yeah.
So, I don't know about the Jets, though. Back to the Jets. I don't know about the Jets, though, bro. I really don't. I like the Devontae Adams pickup. I do. Because I think it gives them that solid core for offense. Because they got a good running back when he actually, I don't know. Breece Hall is a weird case. I don't know how to even describe him. But they have a good running back. Braylon Allen is also a good RB2. They have some good players in the backfield. Aaron Rodgers can still make throws. He's just old. and can't pick up a blitz anymore, apparently, for some reason. Don't know why. And, well, receivers now is Garrett Wilson, who I think Garrett Wilson is going to suffer the most because he ain't, because Aaron Rodgers is going to go with his favorites. He's going to go to his favorites. He got Lazard looking like an all-pro receiver right now. Like, Lazard had a 114 and a touchdown last game. He got a couple two-touchdown games on his belt this season. I think he got two. One, I know he has one for show because opening week game for them. But, yeah, he got Lazard looking like a very top receiver. After last year, Lazard looked ass when he had Zach Wilson them as his receivers. Man, I mean, as his quarterback, I'm sorry.
It's about getting the perfect ball in your hand with the perfect spiral, bro. And they catch it way easy. And one thing about Aaron Rodgers is he gonna throw a good spiral.
Yeah, I can't deny that.
Like, bro, he threw the ball and it went right past the dude hip into the other guy's pocket.
I'm not dissing Aaron Rodgers. I just feel like, you know, he's old at this point, and I just don't know. And I don't think that Davante Adams is like the missing piece. If he is, and I'm proven wrong, hey, I'll take that on the chin. Pause. Like, it's cool.
Hey, life's a gamble.
You're right. And also the Bills, who beat the Jets, said, "Hey, it's not enough." So they made a phone call too. They end up getting hitting up the Browns, and they end up getting Amari Cooper, which I think. I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast or off podcast. I think what we stated that Cooper's going to be gone soon. We saw that on the wall. Like, we knew he was going to be gone soon. Like, he needs to go somewhere. The Bills made that phone call. Because Josh Allen.
They did right by him.
They did. Because Josh Allen, he's 10 touchdowns and no interceptions, which I'm very proud of him about. But they don't have a passing game because none of their receivers are good for real. Like, none of my go-tos. Like, Ken Coleman is not a go-to receiver, like we talked about earlier. Shakir is not a bad receiver, but he's not a primary receiver. He's not your number one. He's not. And who else they had? Hodges is the other one they have, yeah. I think. And Curtis Samuel, I forget he exists because he just sucks. I don't know what happened to him. I really don't.
Curtis Samuel was him.
Curtis Samuel was him for 1 year, and then after that, it was over with. It was done.
He's a fantasy legend, if you ask me.
That 1 year fantasy. You're right. That fantasy one hit wonder. Like, you're not wrong. You're not wrong at all. And yeah, bro, it's just I just don't know. I don't know. I think after that game, even though the Bills won, it's like, yeah, this is gonna be the team that we probably gonna have to beat to win this division. So the least we could do was get better than them, or at least match them. So,
yeah, I mean, that was right there to the end. You know, Mike Williams wasn't a dumbass. They probably would have did something bigger.
Yeah, because Mike Williams ran the wrong route. So, yeah, that was the thing, too. I didn't like Aaron Rodgers calling him out like that publicly though. I hate how he does that because he never takes accountability.
Isn't Aaron Rodgers?
Whenever he messes up, he never takes accountability. It's always somebody else's fault. I hate that about Aaron Rodgers. But
he's a right though.
Yeah, that's just him. He's come with the territory. So, I mean,
I say all that to really say, you know, fuck Deshaun Watson.
Fuck Deshaun Watson is crazy. So
yeah, man.
I think he might get benched soon. Or the coach getting fired.
He need to get Kevin Stefanski should be fired. It's not his fault. I was gonna say, but it's not Kevin Stefanski's fault, bro. Like, look what they've given him to work with. you can't make that work.
I'm not saying it's Stefanski's fault. It's just, you know how the NFL goes. The coach is gonna go for the player go. It's easier to fire a coach than it is to fire a player.
Yeah, you
know, that's just how it go.
The money they paid Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, like, ooh, you can't take that dead cap hit. That's like, no, like, you can't do that.
I ain't gonna lie. You gonna have to, though.
No, they not. No, no.
Well, I'd rather, you gotta bench him or something.
I would say bench him, but I wouldn't say just cut him. That's a crazy hit they gonna take if they cut him right now. All that money's guaranteed, dog. Like, all of it's guaranteed. But like, it's gonna be a crazy hit if they cut him. I don't know the exact numbers, but I'm more than certain if they cut him right now, it's gonna be an insane dead cap hit. And they're going to still be in, like, play of hell because they're going to have just nothing to work with after that. It's going to still be the same result. So it's like, with the Browns, it's like
what they, if he suddenly just fell ill?
We're not speaking on that. We don't do that
not
here, sir.
Bad.
We're not doing that.
No, nothing bad.
Nothing we're not bad doing that. Like, no, we're not doing that. I'm not even going to entertain this. We're not doing that.
Let's just say he get HSV2 and hey, he just can't play no
I
more.
Thought you were about to say something else. Okay.
I
was going to say, wow, that is out of pocket. Still out of pocket, but it's a little more inside of it. The Browns just stuck, dog. They just going to be shitty. They it just is what it is. They in hell for the next, like, 3 years. It's fuck them. It just is what it is. Like,
I don't know why they don't just play Jameis.
They back to normal. They not going to play Jameis because they – I ain't going to lie. I want to speak on this, too, about this whole Jameis
thing. It ain't going to make it no better.
It ain't for you. I just want to speak on it in general because I've been seeing a lot of discourse behind that the Saints were racist and they should have did this, that, and the third for Jameis, this and that. I ain't going to lie, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all this straight up. Even if you had Jameis as your quarterback, you wasn't doing shit anyway because it was just going to be more fun to watch. That's it. Because Jameis is going to do some shit. Be like, damn, that shit was tight. And then the next play, he throw a pick six. That's just Jameis Winston in a nutshell. Like, nothing was going to change if you had Jameis Winston as your starter. If the Saints had Jameis Winston, right?
30-30.
If the Saints, 30-30 is a legendary season forever. He ain't forever immortalized for that. If the Saints had Jameis Winston right now, tell me what you think the record would be, Casino.
Shit, I ain't gonna lie. Probably the same thing, or one less win. That would probably be the same.
Exactly. It's not gonna change. That's not what the problem is. Like, the problem is not a damn quarterback. The Saints got way more. The Saints. I'm gonna do this. Listen, Saints fans. I'm gonna tell y'all like this. I ain't even trying to shit on the Saints because I ain't got no beef with the Saints at all. I just hate the fans. Sometimes I do. I'm gonna just be completely honest because the fans get on my goddamn nerves. That's what most of the fan bases though. But I'm gonna say it like this. You know what the problem is? The Saints were on that. We right there for too many years. They was right there for too long. Ain't know what they happened now. They done got fucked over with the salary cap and money. Because the problem with the Saints is that they had all these players. They had a great team. They had that great defense. The offense was moving. They was great. They hit on draft picks. They had Kamara. They had Lattimore all in the same draft. They was in heaven. They had Marcus Williams. They ended up getting DeMario Davis. Still had what his name? Damn, I can't think of his name. Cam Jordan. They still had him. They drafted him. They still had him going. You had all these nice young pieces. You had the Adrian, and you had the vets. You had the Breeze. You had the Michael Thomas, and you had all these people. You had all this. You had a great coach that won your first Super Bowl. All the offensive genius. You had all this going for you. You had Taysom Hill that was doing whatever Taysom Hill does. That's just nobody can stop it. You had all this going for you. All this was going. And you got hold. You got hold twice. You got hold in Minneapolis because of a missed tackle. You got hold then. Then the following year.
I ain't gonna lie, that's not getting hold. That's just your player.
I mean, that's still getting hold. They lost. They could have won if you just made a tackle.
Like something that's outside of your control, like some troop. I mean, it's bullshit.
Nah, that's you got hold because you missed a tackle. Like, you attempted a tackle, but you hesitated. You missed it. You got hold out of the win. They lost. So, that happened. Then they got hold the next year with the interference thing. Yes, the pass interference happened. They didn't call it. Yes, it was more time. Went to overtime. They could have won. Yes. However, it was demoralizing how that shit happened. I wouldn't want to even fucking play anymore. Like, I'll be mad. The whole rest of the time, like, that's demoralizing. So, yes, you got hold in. Okay, cool. So, all this happened, and you kept saying, "We right there, though. We right there." So, you kept reworking these contracts, kept realigning the money, putting into signing bonuses, and then pushing it off to another year, and say, "All right, we right there, y'all." Then you fall short again. You come back. You do the same thing. Come back. It's an endless cycle of signing bonus. Move the money around. We're going to still be in the salary cap hell, but we're going to push it off another year. And now you're at the point to where, like, you don't really have that much to really work with because the players are old. They're getting older. You don't get younger. You're getting older. Like, the players are getting older. And they have some glaring issues because they have these insane injuries that happen every year for the Saints where they just can't stay healthy. The offensive line is terrible. They have, like, maybe two linebackers that actually are healthy right now that were on the full roster, not practice squad, just on the roster. You never know with Lattimore. Lattimore always get hurt at some point throughout the year, so that's probably coming. Derek Carr is out right now. You don't have any receivers Your starting receivers are all gone because they all hurt. So, again, and now you got a rookie QB. You got you on your fourth, fifth, and sixth string receivers. You don't have Taysom Hill, so you don't have your gadget player anymore. Kamara, he's still there, but you never know with Kamara either, because Kamara got the hip and the back issue, so you never know with him either. You never know with these guys, because they all get hurt. The training staff for the Saints needs to get investigated, because I don't know what's going on with them over there. I really don't. They need to do something. Like, you don't have anything right now, so it's like at this point, just stop the whole we're right there thing, because you're not a piece away. You're just not. The reality of the situation is the Saints are not a piece away from anything. They're not. They need way more work done than just a piece of something. They don't. Like, I mean, they do. It just is what it is. Everybody's been there. It happens to every team. The Bills are going through right now. The Bills were right there for so long. Every year, it's like, oh, man, the Bills, that's going to challenge the Chiefs. Oh, man, remember that amazing game that Mahomes and Allen had? It was the craziest 13 seconds ever in NFL history. I got you. I get it. Cool. However, that was 1 year. You haven't been back since. And you kept saying, I'm one piece away. I'm one thing away. You went and got another receiver. Oh, I'm one piece away. Oh, I'm one piece away. Oh, you went and got this defensive player, this defensive player. Oh, right there. And you get to blow it all up because you know why? It's just not working. You got to blow it up at some point. The Saints have not blown it up for real yet. They just haven't. They just have not. It's that time.
Find a way to keep moving around.
Yeah, they keep moving around. It's just that time now for the Saints to just blow it up and just rebuild. Like you're not in that one piece away state anymore. Like you got a lot more issues going on than just one piece away. It just is what it is. So it's just that time when you're like, okay, we gotta blow it up. Like, it is what it is. So at this point, the Saints, the best bet will be aim for a high draft pick this year. Don't try to make the playoffs. Don't even try. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about the playoffs, none of that. Yes, I know it was fun the first 2 weeks. You looked really good. It was fun. However, the rest of the situation you have now, you are a decimated team. You have a plethora of injuries against key players at that. Just let's make this a lost season. Just make it a lost season. I would rather be a lost season, get a decent draft pick, draft a position of need, or the best available, actually, because you're going to have a high pick. Get the best available player you can get, because you got a lot of issues going on anyway. Get the best player you can get, and then just keep it going from there. Because at this point, it's like, what's the point of keep putting yourself in hell in this continuous cycle? Well, you're not one piece away from doing anything. You need more than just one thing. It's not like the Bucks were a couple years ago. It was like, oh, if the Bucks had a quarterback, they would have won a Super Bowl. Brady came over there, they won a Super Bowl. Or, oh, the Rams have like one of the best defenses in the league. And they have some skilled players on offense. And they have one of the best offensive lines. They have the best center in the league. All they need now is just a quarterback. Go get Matthew Stafford. Switch out Stafford for Goff. It worked. You know, I believe Goff probably could have won one with that team, but I digress. So, you know, it's just always that one piece theory that people have, but you got to know when you're not one piece away anymore. And the Saints are not one piece away anymore. It's time to just rebuild. Just take a couple years. You're going to be trash and just rebuild it. It's just at that point.
Honestly, I don't think that the Saints actually want to win the Super Bowl. I think they just want to keep the fans engaged so they can keep winning money. I mean, keep getting money.
The Saints fans gonna be engaged regardless, though. They love the Saints. The Saints could be ass. The Saints was ass, and they still was going to the games. Like, they're not gonna be like, it's not even gonna be where they like, oh my God, they're like the 0-16 Browns or the 0-16 Lions. Like, they're not gonna be that bad. They won't be that bad. They just won't be this playoff contending team. They just need to just not worry about that. At this point,
they have about 2 years where they win about six total games. They need to be a 3-15 team.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they don't need to be like right there, like, oh, we in the hunt for the playoffs, like towards the end. You know, like, they need to legit just have one season where they say, you know what, y'all, we just gonna let whatever happens. Because you're gonna be stuck like this now. Like, for instance, prime example. It's funny how it's gonna be a good example though. The Cowboys and the Saints are essentially the same boat right now. They just there. They in that weird pack in the middle where it's like, you can win games, but you never going to make it past the playoffs or make it past the wild card. You can get to the playoffs, but you're not making it past the wild card or the divisional. Mm-hmm. Like, that's your ceiling. Your ceiling is not Super Bowl. Your ceiling is literally first, second weekend of the playoffs, you out. And it's like, what's the point of being stuck in that point? Like, that's that phase. Or in the Saints case, it's not even winning the division. You're losing the division by one game. And now you stuck with, what, the 14th, 13th pick in the draft. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's the point of this at this point? Like, just let it let it all happen as it happens and just build and just start rebuilding. Like, you need more than that. Like, you're not in that one piece away phase of teams right now. Like, that window's over with. It's just time to redo some stuff. Cowboys the same way. Cowboys need to blow that team up all the way. They should never pay Dak. They should never pay CD.
You know what I said beforehand.
Oh, I know. They should have never paid. Well, I ain't going to say they should have never paid CD. I'm going to take that back. They shouldn't have paid Dak. Because you know what Dak going to get you. Like I just said, first, second weekend of the playoffs, and you're done. That's it.
And if it ain't a week team you play. I CD either, bro.
The only reason I said I'm not going to say CD is because I feel they could have drafted a QB, and then CD could have got his money then. That's the only reason why I said that. It's the only reason why I say CD. I don't care about CD getting paid for real. Because you could have drafted a rookie QB, had him on a little, two, three-year rookie deal for cheap. CD could have had his money for his years. And then once the rookie comes up, the rookie works out. And once he comes up, then boom. You got to make decisions at that point.
I mean, shit, they could have got Shador for all that. You know what I'm saying? You could have, like I kept saying, trade Dak to the Raiders or something, right? Everybody get what they want in that situation. Nah, they get them a QB. You get you draft picks. Fonte get him a QB. Things could have been totally different. Then you could have possibly had a horrible season. Got you a Shador Sanders or something to start the year, which would have been perfect because of Prime. So,
no, I agree.
I got called crazy.
I remember you told me when this happened. But, yeah, I didn't think it was a crazy deal. I just felt like at this point, like, I get the whole mindset of, okay, if you get rid of Dak, who you going to get? Who you going to get? You can't just find a quarterback that easy. They're not hard. They hard to find if people realize. Well, where are they? I get you. It's not really that many great quarterbacks in the league. Like, it's really not.
Yeah, but Dak never got you closer. You never made an NFC championship game with Dak. So, what's the point of continuing with the same thing if you know where it's going to be? It's like going back to a cheat next to cheat it 20 times. They not going to change.
It's going to be different this time. It's going to be different this time.
And even though sometimes it don't even be Dak's fault, sometimes it be the defense fault. But still.
It flip-flops. It flip-flops. Because one year
is when the defense doing this thing and then Dak not doing this thing. So it's like, I can't get necessarily mad at the defense whenever they fuck up. Because they was doing their thing, shutting people down. Dak wasn't doing nothing.
49ers game, the first one. When Dak did the crazy, what he tried to do, the kneel? No, he tried to spike it, but he like slid. It was something stupid. He ran like in the middle of the field, I think, and tried to slide. It was something stupid happened.
And then they couldn't get back to the line.
Yeah, they couldn't get the line. They couldn't spot the ball. Yeah, I couldn't remember what he did, but they couldn't spot the ball because of like how he did that.
I thought it was the referee had gotten away.
No, because the referee got to touch the ball. For them to spot
it. Yeah, but he came in there and ran and made because
the Cowboys tried. No. Because the Cowboys tried to spot the ball, but the ref, they spotted it wrong, and the ref caught it, and he moved the ball back. And they was trying not to get the ball to the ref, too. So it kind of was like, it was a lot of shit going on with that whole end of the game.
Yeah, they shot their own self in the foot.
Yeah, it was just a lot of dumb stuff going on. Because that's when everybody found the rule. I was saying, like, you can't blow the whistle to start the play, until the ref touches the ball. So that's when that all became like a thing. And it's funny because that happened in the Lions game, I believe. The Lions and Cowboys game this weekend. I think that happened. And no, it was it a college game I saw that on? I forgot. It was some game I was watching and I think it was college. It was a game I was watching and like the player spotted the ball and he actually had the right spot in the ref touch and they let him run a play. I forgot what game that was though. Maybe it was college. I can't remember. I'm about to go look it up. But let's look at the Cowboys, friends. The Cowboys. So 2016 was a good year from. Let's go with 2016. That was Dak's first year. That was Dak and Zeke. That was Dak and Zeke first year. Mm-hmm. They was 13-3. The second year, 9-7. Third year, 10-6. Won the division. Next season, that was the 8-8. Then they went. That was the last 8-8 season for Jason Garrett too, because you know that was a good old 8-8 right there. Then in 2020, they went 6-10. Was that the year that Dak tore his leg up? Or his ankle?
So.
I think that was the ankle year. I want to say that was the ankle year.
That was Cooper Rush year.
Yeah, so that's a wash. We ain't gonna even worry about that one. The following year, they went 12-5, won the division. That was Michael Parsons' rookie season. That's when they lost to the 49ers, 23-17. Yeah, that's when they lost to them. Then we had 2022, they finished 12-5, which was good enough for second in their division. Due to the Eagles, I think the Eagles was, it's the Super Bowl Eagles here. They beat the Bucks 31-14, and they lost to the 49ers again, 19-12. So then we had 2023, which was last year. They won a division. They went 12-5. They lost to the Packers in the Bears fashion. It's a trend. They just, it's just always, they just always gonna lose, bro. It's just a trend for them. And it's like, you gonna get enough, they're gonna do just enough to tease you, but he never gonna finish the job. That's the best way to put it.
That's the best way to put it. So, he is what he is.
Yeah, it's like at this point, you gotta just take him for what he is. And like, he not like a, I'm not gonna say he's a horrible quarterback. I think he's just an average QB. He's an average QB. That's what I think he is. I think he's just average. And I don't think he's the answer that's gonna put a team over the top. That's another problem too. Like, I don't see anybody want to trade for Dak saying, oh, Dak gonna put us over the top. I don't see nobody doing that. I don't see that being the case. Like, I just don't.
I was just saying, like, going to the Raiders, that could at least get their fans engaged and give them something they deserve, which is a good season.
And who knows? I'm saying I don't think that could get you over top, but that might have been a situation where, hey, you never know. It might have worked out. Maybe that was going to be the game changer, because Dak and Devontae, that's like his Amari, his CD. Yeah, you know, I'm just saying, like, it might have worked out better. The Raiders have a pretty serviceable defense. They secondary kind of trash, but they have a pretty decent line. So, I mean, and their offensive line not horrible. It's decent. So, you know, they could have made something work. You never know. They could have made something work. You really never know. But I don't think Dak is a game changer anyway. I think he's just is who he is at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, he showed us who he is, and it's like he's not going to win you a Super Bowl or get you there. I just don't see it happening. I just don't. But yeah, that's the wrap up the point about the Saints though. I just feel the Saints just need to just let it go for a little while. Start over. Just start over. I do. I just feel like it's that time, bro. Like, I do. Like, what's your thoughts on the Saints, bro? Well.
I mean, you've been doing the same thing since Drew Brees pretty much retired. Drew Brees was the catalyst to say, oh, we always one piece away. That time is over with. You don't have nobody that could just will you to the playoffs and will you to these wins like Drew did. You got Derek Carr at the end of the day. The best season Derek Carr ever had, he got hurt at the end. Not going over with him. Let Kamara go. Get something for these guys while they still kind of showing their value. You know what I'm saying? You get some deep, you get, you know, a good third round pick for Kamara, maybe a fourth. I keep Shaheed. I will honestly trade Olave because I just think he's not a fit with that team. I fired Dennis Allen. He got the defense okay, but he just not it. Spencer Rattler, yeah, it looked like they got the right pick on that. Let some of the defenders go. I know you're not going to let Cam go because Cam got to retire a Saint.
No other option. He got to. That's a New Orleans Saints forever. He can't go nowhere else.
Yeah, he not allowed to play nowhere else. Honestly, the defense strike, you can leave the defense where they at because the Saints defense is always going to be the Saints defense no matter what. But other than that, yeah, that offense needs to be blown to hell. Demolition style.
Nah, I agree. That's what I'm saying. Like, I agree, bro. Go ahead. I'm listening.
It's just they're past their prime. That offense is over with. They trying to win things like the old days. I just cut my losses with Derek Carr. Not letting him play no more this year. Let Spencer Rattler develop. Find your new running back in the draft. Ain't even got to be a high pick running back. You can find a running back between one and eighth round, and he'd be great. Overhaul the coaching staff. I keep Clint Kubiak. I promote him to the head coach, see what he'll do, unless they have somebody else better out there.
Kubiak is head coach?
Nah, I'm like, if I don't find nobody else that's, you know, better out there, why not? You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Because if you're going into that rebuild mode, you really want to get to a great head coach to kind of, you know, I want a couple losing seasons. Somebody I could put it on and say, well, he was young. He ain't never
see,
really, you know.
See, I ain't trying to cut you off. I'm sorry. But see, when I say like the Saints need to blow it up, I want to clarify this. When I say the Saints need to let it go and blow it up, I'm not even saying they got to be like trash. Like, I'm not even saying the Saints got to be bad. Like, you know, like a one to three win team. I'm not even saying that. Like, if you blow it up, you have enough pieces to, well, if you blow it up, you got enough leverage with the team to where you can, like, get back straight quick. You know what I'm saying? Like one or two seasons at max. And you could be right back there. Mm-hmm. If you do the right moves. You got a lot of tradable pieces. You got some decent contracts. It's not really that bad that you can move around. You can, you know, swap out some pieces. Because the offense is just, I don't know what it is now. It just is what it is. So I'm like, you know, if you just move a couple pieces around, you could be right back to we almost one piece away. You can get right back to that. But just for like a year or two, just like let stuff just happen as it happens. Like you said, let Spencer just play out the season. If you win, you win. If you lose, let him develop. Because like y'all got a decent pick with that. And just let it go. But
I'm not even going to be the next Justin Fields.
Yeah, it wasn't the other. And then you know what happened? That happens. You try it again. You just drop another quarterback. Mm-hmm. Just count as a miss.
And it'd be like that because, hate to say it, but you're taking a gamble on every player you pick in the draft at the end of the day. They could have had the greatest college career and be pure dude when they get to the league, or they could have had a horrible career or a mid-tier career and be great when they get to the league. You just never know. You're just going based off analytics and film and everything else, hoping they turn out to be what they showed.
Prime example, Khalil Mack. People hated that Khalil Mack pick, saying, I don't know about Khalil Mack. Like, that's kind of a reach. And next thing you know, he him.
DPOY.
Yeah, like next thing you know,
he's up there, like top 20 defensive player of all time, top 30 defensive
exactly. lineman of all one time. One of the greats. Like one of the greats. Like he's legit one of the greats now. You know what I'm saying? So you never know. You really never know.
Nah, I will say worst gamble ever taken was Trey Lance, but
we're not gonna speak on that. So that's all. Like I said, I'm not even here to bash Saints fans or like the team. I'm really not. I just feel like at this point, just you gotta do something because you keep holding on to the past and like you gotta let it go. Like you're not that team anymore. Like you're not. Like a lot of teams need to get to that realization. Like y'all not that one piece away anymore. Y'all window got shut. It is what it is.
Hey man, like, letting go is the hardest thing to do, bro.
You're right. You're not wrong at all. You're not wrong. But that's why a lot of teams.
Next thing you know, you're in a toxic relationship and you're pregnant with baby number three.
That's very specific.
crazy way to say it, I know.
That's what
Saints fans are.
Yeah.
Because what, like, they don't quarterback number three since Drew Brees retired?
Yeah. Well, James, technically.
Derek, not Spence.
They had what's we call it too, but he was like backup though. Ian Cook was his name? I forgot.
Ian
Book, I think. The trash ass dude Book. From like Notre Dame or somewhere. Like he was I don't know why he was even a thing. It's like Ian Book or some shit like that. I don't know. I feel like the Saints fans deserve better than just this constant state of purgatory. Like you're right there, guys. You're right there, but you're really not. Like it's false hope.
Just keep having faith that the Saints go marching in again for you guys. Never happens.
I mean, they will. I think they can, and I think they will. It's just I think they need to just look in the mirror and be like, look, we can't keep just holding on to what we had. Like everybody getting older. Like Kamara is pretty old, getting pretty old for a running back. I'm just saying.
Like, not very much so.
It's getting to that point now. And I like Kamara.
He was there in 2017, huh?
Kamara?
Yeah, he was there in 2017.
Yeah, because him and Lattimore, same draft. Him and Lattimore, same draft.
And I think about it, shit, I was 18 years old at the time. I'm about to be 26 in a few months.
See? That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, it's kind of crazy because he about to hit 30 next year. Next year, he'll be 30. So, I don't know. I just feel like it's almost that time to, like, we gotta let it go. You gotta let it go at some point.
But I love them.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the Chiefs fans. The Chiefs technically was in that same boat, but they just built the defense back up. They did a Tyreek Hill trade. Like, once they got rid of Tyreek and got the picks, they built the defense up. And now they have a great defense and a mid offense, and they just make it work. So, I mean, like, you ain't gotta, like,
catch Mahomes, you could do that.
Yeah, but yeah, that's also true. So, Let's go ahead and do a quick rundown of the, we're gonna talk about the Saints all day with this whole thing about what we need, think they need to do. A quick rundown of the standings right now. See how our picks are looking. We have the AFC East. The Bills are one. Dolphins are second because they're on a bye. And then the Jets. And, yeah, you know who's fourth. AFC North. We have the Ravens and Steelers tied at 4-2. Ravens have the tiebreaker, though, currently. So, they're leading the division. Bengals are 2-4, which they really should be probably, I ain't going to lie, they're probably 5-1. Huh?
4-2.
I say 5-1. On some shit, 5-1. I feel like they could have probably, because they could have beat, they should have beat us. Matter of fact, they probably be undefeated on some shit. I ain't going to lie. They should have beat us, but they got cheated. They did get cheated and went against us. We shouldn't have won that game. And then the Chiefs game.
They should have scored more than 10 fucking points.
This is also true. And then the Chiefs game, they should have won that, but then they had that weird pass. They had that crazy pass interference call for the Chiefs, like always. Then the Commanders game, that was weird. I think they should have lost that one. I was right. I was right at 5-1. That game was weird. They should have lost that one. They beat the Panthers. And then the Ravens game, they actually had that game in the bag, but they missed the kick. The hold. They messed up the hole for the kick.
Yeah.
And then Burrow threw the pick at the end, was tied the game up, gave the Ravens a chance to tie it up. And then they could have won, but the holder for the kick messed up the hole. So they could realistically be 5-1. Huh?
Let the Ravens flock, baby.
All right, bro.
At least that pick for the Super Bowl looking good.
Yeah, we looking great on that one. Actually, the Ravens pick is looking fantastic because they like the best team in the AFC right now. I know the Texans and the Chiefs got the best records out of everybody. But I think the Ravens, they look like the most of a good team. The defense scares me. I feel like Derrick Henry was a great pickup for them. Dallas is dumb as hell for not picking him up. Cause
as soon as old Harbaugh stopped being a dumbass.
I haven't seen – he stopped, and it's been working for him. I haven't seen the Ravens like running backs look this good in a long time, to be honest. Because Dobbins and Gus and all of them was not putting up the stats that Henry put in. Henry really him. Henry got like 700 yards already. And we only, 6 weeks in?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's normally the whole season for J.K. now. And it's funny because Dobbins having a great season with the Chargers. So it's all funny how that all works out.
Sometimes you need that change of scenery, bro.
Yeah, bro, it's scheming. Scheme's going a long way. The AFC South, the Texans are leading that division. At 5-1, Colts are – oh, I'm sorry, the Browns. Yeah, y'all know about them. They the last one in the AFC North. The AFC South, Texans 5-1, Colts 3-3, arguably could be 4-2. The Titans 1-4. Will Levis is put on the memes. They 1-4, but the memes are 5-0. They have the Jaguars who are 1-5, and they just in hell. I don't know what's going on. They need to fire that coaching staff at this point.
I think Doug Peterson, man. I appreciate you for being ass.
I think this is last year. You think as a coach?
Oh, for the Jags?
Yeah. I think you're done after this year. I ain't gonna lie. Then the AFC West, you have the Chiefs at 5-0, the only undefeated team in the AFC. You have the Chargers behind them, which have been sneaky good. The Harbaugh Chargers have been sneaky good. I ain't gonna lie. I've been interested in watching them. I feel like Justin Herbert can't throw anymore because he don't have any receivers, but you know. Things happen. The Chargers 3-2. The Broncos are 3-3. Probably gonna be 4-3 come Thursday when they play the Saints. Cause it's Peyton's return to New Orleans, I believe. I think it's a home game for the Saints, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's return to NOLA. Then we have the Vegas Raiders at 2-4. Yeah. They're gonna be competing for that top three pick too. NFC, we have
the people who go fire their head coach first.
Huh?
It could be people who go fire their head coach first.
I mean, we not firing Mayo. They love him. They not going to fire Mayo.
No. Of course not.
Oh.
I'm talking about the Ravens.
Oh. I thought we were talking about what's we called it. Like the teams competing for the top three picks, which one going to fire their coach first? I think Antonio Pierce going to get let go, though. I ain't going to lie. They're gonna let him go.
It's between, I think, Doug Peterson. If he loses this next game in London to the Patriots,
if he loses to us,
no
Doug Peterson,
team.
nothing taken, sir. I want us to lose. I hope we don't win. I hope he pulls it off. But if he loses us, he deserves to get fired. I agree.
Hey, what if Drake may go off for like 5 tutties, bro?
Hey. We have the NFC
Conference. For 320.
We have the NFC Conference.
Don't get fired during the press conference after the game.
We have the NFC Conference. The NFC East. The surprising Washington Commanders are sitting at 4-2, leading the division. Second is the Eagles at 3-2. The Cowboys are 3-3. Probably should be 0-6, but fuck them. We have the Giants at 2-4, who actually have a pretty great defense. Well, not great, a pretty good defense. The offense just can't score. So. Yeah, we're a division because I didn't think the Commanders was going to be leading the division. But I feel like I start catching some L's soon. So, I don't know how the division going to shape out. Because I wouldn't be surprised the Cowboys still winning the division somehow, bro. I'm not even going to lie to you. I really don't know. Because I feel like the Commanders going to go on a little losing streak soon. I feel like it's coming.
Anything is possible, bro.
Well, who knows? We have the NFC North. We have the Vikings at 5-0 undefeated. The Lions are 4-1. The Packers are 4-2. And the Bears are 4-2. NFC North, the greatest division in football currently because every team's over 500 and could arguably be leading probably other divisions if they would have just all, if each team would go to their own way. Like the Lions, Packers, and Bears will all go to their own divisions. They probably would be leading. Yeah, I think they'll be leading all of them. I think they'll be leading all of them. I'm more than certain. I'll hold on for that for a second. Then we have the NFC South. We have the Falcons and Bucks tied at 4-2. Of course, the Falcons are leading because they have a tiebreaker over the Bucks. The Falcons are actually undefeated in the division, which, like we said, that's how we think they're going to win it. Like, they were going to probably have the better division record at the end, and that's probably going to be how they secure the division in the end. It's clearly a two-man race, though, between the Falcons and the Bucks. Like, one of them is winning the division, unless a catastrophic injury occurs. Other than that, one of them is going to win that division. The Saints are 2-4, and the Panthers are the Panthers. we have the NFC West, which is also an injury-riddled division, to be honest. Like, every team in that division is hurt for the most part. The 49ers and Seahawks are tied at 3-3. Of course, 49ers beat the Seahawks this past week, so they're leading the division. Seahawks second. The Cardinals are surprisingly 2-4. I thought it was going to be like 0-6 at this point, but they pulled out too. And the Rams are just in injury hell, and yeah. The same way we questioned the Saints athletic staff, they used to question the Rams too because they stay hurt. I don't know what's going on at the Rams either. Like Cooper Kupp and Puka just, yeah, they just.
Puka getting hurt in his sophomore year when he was slated to have a big year is funny.
Exactly. Like, it's on brand.
Why is this happening?
It's on brand, bro. It's completely on brand. I think it's on brand. So, with that, yeah, we got a good NFL season going right now. Like, it's a good little race. A lot of divisions kind of going to be lopsided. Like, I'm pretty sure the Bills are going to win the East. I think the Ravens are going to win the North off of a tiebreaker. I think the Ravens and Steelers might end up with the same record. Texans, like, they're gonna run away with it. My Jaguar pick is aging worse and worse by the day.
Yeah, what pick?
My Jaguar pick is aging worse and worse by the day. I thought it was gonna be the year they was gonna shake back and be straight, but yeah, they ass.
Oh, they shaking something. They shaking ass, all
right. AFC West, the Chiefs, we already knew that. We knew the Chiefs were going to win it. That's not even a question.
I didn't think they was going to be this ass while winning it. That's the funny part.
Yeah, the Chiefs should. They realistically could be like 1-4 right now, to be honest.
Hey, man, we got them zebras on, you know. Anything is possible.
Hey. And the Swifties. So, yeah. The NFC East is surprising because I didn't think the Commanders were going to be leading that division. I really didn't. I didn't think that at all. I still think the Cowboys will somehow win it. I don't know why. I just feel like it's going to be some bullshit happening. They're going to end up being like 9-8. What you got to be now? 9-8? Is it now?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be like 9-8. Or some stupid shit like that and win a division. Because I really do see the command. I don't. It's not even that I'm thinking Jaden going to play bad. I don't think he's going to like play bad for real. I think he's going to be decent. I just think that they're going to just lose games just because the team's like, you know, they're not that great.
Shit going to happen.
Yeah, like it's going to be just one of the things that shit just happened, they just lose. I think the Vikings are going to win a division, probably. It's going to be the Vikings or the Lions going to win it. The NFC South, we already said Falcons and Bucks. I think Falcons are going to end up getting it. And NFC West, whoever not hurt at the end going to win that one. It's just whoever hurt, whoever not hurt. Now, for playoffs, because we're getting close, we're getting to what, the halfway point of the season now. So, for playoff thing, I believe that, you know, right now, I think it's going to be the division leaders are going to be, it's going to be a lot of the Bills, Ravens, Texans, and Chiefs. And I think for the wild cards, you get three now. It's three wild cards, right? Because it's seven seeds in the NFL now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that what's going to happen is whoever loses the AFC North, the second place winner, they're going to make the playoffs. So, Ravens or Steelers are going to be second. And I think that it's going to either be the Chargers probably going to make it, I think, and the Colts. That's the ones I got right now. I think the Bengals might can get hot and sneak in, but as of right now, I think it's going to be Steelers or Ravens, Colts, and Chargers is going to be like the division. I mean, the wild card teams. What you think?
I see that happening. I don't see the Bengals doing shit, though. Like, you
good? Yeah, because the Bengals, I think they're going to win games, but I don't think it'll be enough. I think they got too much ground to make up now because they lost so much early on.
It's going to be too little too late.
Yeah, like, I think they're going to finally finish, like, 10-7, but it's not going to be enough. They're going to be, like, a game
short. Unless, like, everybody else, like, get pure ass, and then you could probably sneak into the playoffs with a 9-8 record.
Well, the Colts got A. Rich coming back, so that might happen. You're right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And then the Broncos is a dog horse, too. Broncos. But I think they're going to be like a 8-9, 9-8 type team, I think. I don't think they're really doing much. I think they're going to be like right where they are now. Just win one, lose one, win one, lose one. I think that's how they're going to be. Just kind of teetering.
Hear that, yes.
But the more interesting division for me, I'm sorry.
I was just saying, they never won one. Oh, somebody was headphone.
Yeah, my headset. When I know you've been talking, I had to look over and saw his arm moving. I apologize.
Oh,
what you were saying?
I didn't even see.
Okay.
Oh, I was just saying they're going to be one of the teams, like you said, they're going to see the title. Like, they never won two in a row. They never lost two in a row.
Yeah, pretty much. That's how I see it going for them. NFC East, I really think the Cowboys are going to win the division. I still think they're going to win it somehow. It's going to happen. I think the Commanders are going to fall off a little bit, and the Cowboys are going to win. Because it's funny to say, the Cowboys have looked so bad this season, but they literally right there for the division. It's just like a game out. They like right there for the division lead. Like, that's like, it's so funny to look at like that, but they literally are right there. I think for the NFC North, I think that all the teams are going to make the playoffs, I think. I think it might be like a first time. I think every team in that division, excuse me, is making the playoffs.
Run this.
I think
it'd be nice to see, I ain't going to lie. Seeing a couple rivalry games in the playoffs possibly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think, so this is where I see the NFC going. So I see Cowboys, I don't know about the North because the North kind of crazy. Whoever can just beat each other. It's going to come down to division games in that one. I don't know. The South, Falcons. The West, 49ers. But the thing is, it's going to go one or two ways. I think it's going to be where possibly the Lions, Packers, and Bears can all make the playoffs, all three of them. Or the last place team in that division who is going to probably have like a 10-7 record, 11-6 record. They're not going to make the playoffs. Then they're going to fall. Then they're gonna fall short because I think
they
that
part before,
yeah, unfortunately. Because I think what I would want to happen, I'm gonna go with this first. What I want to happen is the Lions, Packers, and Bears all make the playoffs. I want that to happen because I think that'll be dope. What I think is gonna happen is that the Lions and Vikings are gonna win the division. Whoever comes in second in that spot, they're gonna go to the wild card. The third place team, which is going to be between y'all and the Bears, are going to go to the playoffs. I mean, not y'all, the Bears. Y'all or the Packers, I'm sorry. Go to the playoffs too. And then the NFC South, whoever doesn't win out the Falcons and the Bucks is going to go to the playoffs too. That's what I think is going to happen.
That sounds very logical, though.
Because when you look at it, like, the Bucks, the Falcons are going to probably be, like, 2-11 and 16s, I believe. Like, they can both get to 11. They're going to be, like, either 2-10-17s or one going to be 10-7, one going to be 11. I think it's going to be, like, how they're going to pan out. Because their division's so weak and decimated at this point. Because, well, like, they're the only two teams that's semi-healthy for real. Well, healthy for real, anyway. So, I think that they're going to beat us on division opponents. And that's going to decide the topic for that one. Like, the Falcons or Bucks. Like, whoever wins that next matchup between them two probably going to end up winning the division. And I think that the second place team in that one is going to end up making playoffs. Which is crazy because the NFC South is technically, like, the supposed to be the weakest division in the NFC. But I really think because of how they had to play each other so much, and the Bucks and Falcons kind of distinguish themselves, like, above the division, like the two that's above teams, the division.
Yeah, they're the top.
Right. So I think that it's going to probably pan out to where we get three NFC North teams and two NFC South teams in the playoffs this year. That's just how I see it panning out. Thoughts?
I mean, I can see that happening too. I want the Falcons to win the division because that was my pick. See the buzz going on them two dogs right there. I ain't gonna lie. That first game they had was nice.
That was one of the best games of the year so far.
Goddamn right. You goddamn skippy. NFC South. I'm gonna say Eagles gonna win that division. I ain't gonna lie.
You got Eagles?
Yeah, I mean, granted, they're ass, don't get me wrong, but they better off than the boys. Because when you have A.J. Brown playing, they somewhat better. Jalen look a little coherent as a quarterback. Like
when he got Devontae and still A.J.,
Yeah, so it's like, they ass without him, but if they stay healthy, that's really what is mostly banking on them two being healthy. That's the only reason I don't see the Cowboys winning. Like, I would think that Washington wouldn't fall off that bad since they have one of the weaker schedules, but it's either going to be between them or Philadelphia winning.
Let's look at it
real quick. I just don't see the Cowboys fixing their chemistry issues like that.
Yeah, because CeeDee and Dak hate each other. You can tell. They don't like each other at all. Mm-hmm. They really don't. Every week I watch a Cowboys game, I'm like, bro, y'all, you could tell it's not a healthy relationship they got going. One of them got to go. I don't see both of them lasting for another 2 years. One of them going to have to get traded. And then the Cowboys about to be in the same situation too. Like I said, the Saints and Cowboys kind of in a similar boat because Cowboys got to pay Micah soon. Micah coming up.
I don't know if Michael necessarily going to stay.
I don't know if Michael going to stay either. That's what I'm saying, bro. I don't know if he's going to stay. Because, you know, he loves CJ. So, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, it's interesting to see.
Will Anderson on the team? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's a whew. Oh, got excited thinking about it. All right. So, Cowboys schedule. Let's see. They play. They're off this week. Oh, I didn't tell y'all guys who off on the bye week. I'm so sorry. I skipped that whole part. I apologize. I didn't even tell you guys who's on the bye this week. So, yeah, what I'm about to say is it's going to be a new point. This week buys is two teams only. It's the Bears and the Cowboys. That's it. It's only two. So,
the Commander schedule. Sunday not gonna feel right.
The Commander schedule. They have the Panthers. Then they have the Bears. Then they have the Giants, the Steelers, the Eagles. Damn, this is kind of tough now. I'm looking at it. They have the Cowboys, the Titans. Then their bye week is week 14. Then they have the Saints. Then they have the Eagles, the Falcons, and they end the season off with the Cowboys. Ha! How funny. Then we have the
Eagles. What if that's the game to decide the division?
I was going to say it in a few. I ain't going to lie. That's what I was thinking.
Like, if the Cowboys win, the Eagles win the division. But if the Washington Redskins Commanders.
Ooh. Ooh. The Redskins Commanders.
Ooh. I had to correct myself, man. What are you? Man, they need to be the Redskins again, bro.
We're not going into that. Just keep talking what you was talking about, bro. What was you saying?
But yeah, Washington wins, they win the division. I feel like that'll be hard.
It would be. So, let's see the Eagles schedule. They have the Giants next. Wow, no, they might lose.
Yeah, I'm about to say that.
Excuse me. Well,
they might lose. Because that's your boy.
Oh, that's Saquon comeback game. That's his comeback game. They got him. And it's in New York. Saquon
Saquon going for 160. Two tuds. Three tuds.
Hey, it's going to be like open tonight all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have the Bengals. Then they got the Jaguars. Then they have the Cowboys. Then the Commanders. Then the Rams. Then the Ravens. Oh, that's a nasty part of their schedule. They got the Rams, Ravens, Panthers, Steelers, Commanders, Cowboys, and they end the season in the, against the Giants. That's actually interesting, the schedule they got going. Oh, the Cowboys fucked. All right, so the Cowboys, they all fucked right now. They on a bye this week. Then they play the 49ers, primetime. Then they play the Falcons. Then they play the Eagles. And then they play the Texans on Monday night. Then they play the Commanders, Giants. Then they got the Bengals on Monday night again, another primetime game. Then they got the Panthers, the Bucks. Then they finish the season off at Eagles. And then the last game of the season is going to be at the Commanders. Whew. I ain't going to lie. What you just said about how that game might decide if the Eagles or the Commanders make it, you might be right, because I don't think the Cowboys are going to be in the mix.
I think it's going to be like that that Lions-Packers year when the Packers would have won, they would have made it to the playoffs. I think it's gonna be like that.
And if the Lions win, it didn't matter for real. Like, it was just playing spoiler.
Yeah, it was like how we beat our division right when spoiled their chances and now Aaron Rodgers is leaving.
And now look at the Lions now. Just, prayers up for Aiden Hutchinson, man. Prayers up for him.
But like I told you the other day, I'm just happy he gone for a little bit. Well, not for a little bit, for the season.
Yeah, because he got 4-6, so that's the season for him. Yeah, the Cowboys schedule is crazy. Yeah, winning that division ain't too fun, huh? I'm looking like 49ers, Falcons, and the Eagles, and then Texans. That's a crazy stretch that they got going. Shit, they 3-3. They might end up being 3-7. Might end up being getting there. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I don't know, bro. That division kind of tough. It's kind of up for grabs. I don't know. And then the Giants not that far behind either. So I mean, I don't know. Neighbors come back, and you never know. You never know. I don't know. It's an interesting division. It's an ass division, but it's interesting. It's intriguing. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what we got for this week as far as like NFL goes. One more last little thing, MVP predictions. Who you guys your MVP right now is favorite? And we're going to wrap it up after that.
I got Caleb Williams.
All right, guys. So it was good talking.
Nah. Chill. Nah, I think Lamar is like number one for MVP right now. The people that say Pat Mahomes, they smoking something special that we haven't discovered yet. That's really it. I mean, maybe CJ. Is CJ in that conversation? I know.
I would put CJ in the conversation. I would put, right now, if I had to do like a quick five, I would say Josh Allen, no order. Josh Allen, Lamar, CJ, Jaden. I hate to say it because I know he's a rookie. I don't know how people feel about that, but Jaden. And funny to say, Derrick Henry. Even though I know him and Lamar on the same team. Henry,
I wanted to say Derek, but I know how they treat running backs.
I do too, but Henry having a crazy season, dog. Like, it's insane. Like, he cleared the next leading rusher, which is Jordan Mason, by like 100 yards almost. And then Jordan Mason cleared the next leading receiver, which is Chuba, by like almost 200. Like, it's kind of crazy what's going on with running backs right now. So, yeah, Henry kind of been a machine. So, I would say Henry kind of up there for me as far as MVPs go. Like, I'll put him like at 5. On some shit, I ain't gonna lie. But if I had to pick an MVP though, like as a favorite right now, I say Lamar. Lamar easily. I feel like his stats right now is on a different level. I feel like he just, because he got, I think, 1,500 passing yards. And I think he's already at, how many rushing yards? I forgot. I know it's a good amount. Because him and Henry combined for like 900, I think, right now, as a duo, which is crazy. Try to see it. Let's see, regular season. Rushing. He's at 403 rushing yards, which is, that's insane. Oh, my God, that's insane. I just thought about that. saying that out loud is just crazy, bro. Like, yeah, man, that's wild, bro. Huh?
That is wild.
No, he got 1,529 passing yards, completing 67% of his passes, a 10 touchdown to 2 interceptions. And then he got 64 carries for 403 and 2 touchdowns. And we only at week 6. Legend, yeah, that's crazy. That's insane. Yeah, I think, yeah, Lamar MVP right now. And did I say Josh Allen? Did I say Josh Allen?
Yeah, Josh Allen. Okay. Yeah, what I think he working like, with, which is nothing.
Whew. Yeah, I think Josh Allen like 2 or 3 in the race. To be honest, I feel like he like 2 or 3.
I give him number 2.
And I know people say it's Sam Darnold, but nah.
You know what Sam Darnold about to turn into.
It's 12 o'clock too when you said it. The clock just struck 12.
Crazy timing, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, that was perfect. That was perfect.
About to revert really soon.
Well, we're going to continue discussing this because we'll be here for another hour trying to do that and it's getting late. So we're going to wrap this up right here for this episode. It's a good episode. I enjoyed this one. So next week, we're going to see what goes on with these new faces and new places kind of thing they got going on right now with these moves they're making. Because trade deadline like in a couple of weeks, so moves about to start picking up kind of quickly. So we're going to see what teams make some moves.
Lit.
Yeah, we're going to see what teams make some moves. So, yeah. That being said, we appreciate y'all stopping by. Good episode as always. Appreciate all the support. Always really appreciate it. We'll be back. Possibly 2 episodes next week. We're going to try squeezing 2 because we have to do the NBA preview. So, hopefully, we can get that out for y'all Monday. And then come about Wednesday, we can get the Wednesday or Thursday, we can get the NFL recap episode out for y'all. So, you know, it's still the other portion of what we're talking is not over. It's just like I said, I'm just waiting for my co-host to be free. He just is a busy guy, like we all are. We're all busy. So, yeah, schedule will be kind of tough.
We're adulting out, too, man. We try to make things
shit. I tell you all the time, bro. Scheduling will be tough when you like, and then he's a newlywed. So it's like, you're busy. It's like, it's fine. I got you, sir. You're busy. Like, you're a newlywed. On top of that, you know, so
you know, you enjoy him live.
Yeah, you know, you enjoy time with your wife. You know, I aim to be that person one day. So I understand.
I'll tell y'all, brothers.
Hey, man, one day for you, dog. One day for all of us.
I think I just need to listen to Kendrick more.
All right, y'all. We're gonna be back next week. Peace out.